Beijing. History has been made by Canada's Brian McKeever after the Canuck completed the Golden Hat Trick on Day 8 of the Beijing 2022 Winter Paralympic Games. In his final individual race at the Paralympics Games, Canmore's McKeever, with seeing guide Graham Nishikawa, tied the mark for most gold medals ever won by a Winter Paralympian with 16, equaling para-alpine skier, Gerd Schoenfelder. The legendary 42-year-old skier easily won the men's vision impaired middle distance cross-country freestyle on Saturday morning, March 12, at the Zhangjiakou National Biathlon Center, crossing the line at a time of 33 minutes 6 seconds and 6 milliseconds. Add another first-place medal gold to at Brian McKeever's collection in his last individual race at nordiccanadapic.twitter.com/z9semyonpa. Canadian Paralympic Committee, at CDN Paralympics, March 12, 2022 related. Canmore's Brian McKeever on Paralympic golds. Speaking with Ukrainian athletes, the gold medal was McKeever's to lose on Saturday, as he and Nishikawa jumped out to a big lead early and never let up. Already at these Paralympics, McKeever's won gold medals in sprint and long-distance races with his other seeing guide Russell Kennedy. In his career, McKeever has won 20 Paralympic medals spanning 2 decades and 6 games. Related. Brian McKeever. Image of greatness. Sweden's Sebastian Modin took silver and Ukraine's Dmytro Swiarko claimed bronze. In women's standing, Canada's Natalie Wilkie tumbled on the last downhill portion of the final lap, but managed to quickly get back up to her feet and swiftly won silver at a time of 41 minutes 45 seconds and 3 milliseconds more 2 seconds faster than bronze medalist Irina Bui of Ukraine. What a finish. Open mouthface. Canada's Natalie Wilkie showing pure determination in the women's standing middle distance cross-country event after a fall just before the finish line. The Canadian looks primed for a silver medal. Second place medal. pic.twitter.com/kdpis2k1chi, CBC Sports. At CBC Sports, March 12, 2022, the silver adds to Wilkie's medal haul at these games, already winning 2 golds in cross-country events. Related. Natalie Wilkie, Bow Valley's Beijing-bound athletes. Canada's Brittany Hudak finished 7th, and Emily Young finished 11th. Ukraine's Oleksandra Kononova and won gold. In men's standing, Canada's Mark Ahrens finished 7th at a time of 36 minutes 23 seconds and 5 milliseconds. So far, Ahrens has won gold, silver and bronze medals in biathlon events in Beijing. Related. Mark Ahrens, Bow Valley's Beijing-bound athletes winning gold and bronze were China's Wang Chunyang and Kai Jiayan, respectively. France's Benjamin Daviet claimed silver. In the men's sitting, Canada's Colin Cameron was barely knocked off a podium by 5.3 seconds and finished 4th place. Cameron has won 2 bronze medals in cross-country events in Beijing. Canada's Derek Zaplatinsky was 15th, and Ethan Hess finished 19th. China's Mao Zhangwu and Zheng Peng won gold and silver, respectively. Italy's Giuseppe Ramelle captured bronze. In the women's sitting, Canadian Christina Picton finished 8th place. And Christina Picton is across the finish line in the women's 10 kilometers sitting XC race. Hashtag Team Canada at nordiccanadapic.twitter.com/cumrakier. Canadian Paralympic Committee, at CDN Paralympics, March 12, 2022. Canada's Line Marie Bilodeau finished in 13th spot. China's Yang Hongchong and Ma Jing finished with gold and bronze, respectively. USA's Oksana Masters took silver.